Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And the devil would like to keep us there. Because if he can keep us in that kind of a situation, he can keep us from being victorious. He can keep us from receiving from what God wants us to have. He can keep us in... We will eventually be sick in our bodies. And he will destroy us. For he has come but to kill, steal, and destroy.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Now, there would be several of us that might be under a financial burden. But that financial burden would be individually depending upon where you're at. Right? Now, in order to overcome the stress of that financial area, you've got to get into the Word of God. Find the scripture that relates to your set of problems. Then you will find comfort. Have you ever been to a funeral? And everybody seems very distraught and very upset. And the minister can get up and he can start to read from the Word of God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. There are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Blessed are those that die in the Lord, for they rest from their labor. O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Have you ever been there? You began to recite those verses of scripture along with others. And you can just see the entire place begins to take on a peaceful attitude. And there is comfort that is given. And the man hasn't said anything, but quoting are reading the Word. If you want comfort in your hour of stress, then begin to quote the Word concerning your situation. Feel like you're all alone. And the whole world is against you. He never leaves me, not forsakes me. When you feel like that and the stress and has become so strong, like that you're even being separated from God. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Neither height nor depth. They're angels, they're principalities, they're powers. They're things present, they're things to come. Woo! There's comfort. See, I'm talking about stress, the stress of life. When you come to these situations, when you find yourself in these circumstances, it is the Word of God. From your lips that will bring you the comfort and the peace. It's not getting away on a cruise. That's simply a band-aid on a gas. But if you get in the Word and know the Word, you can stay in the middle of the situation and quote the Word and be at peace. And everybody around you will say, I cannot understand that. And then you should be reminded, the peace that passeth all understanding, that is the peace that he said that he would give unto you. My peace I leave with you. There's no use for you to be upset. Be in a bind. Be between the rock and the hard place. Now we all find ourselves there. And the devil would like to keep us there. Because if he can keep us in that kind of a situation, he can keep us victorious. He can keep us from receiving from what God wants us to have. He can keep us in an area where we will eventually be sick in our bodies. And he will destroy us. For he has come but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. There's not much life when you're all beat down and cowed down. There's not much life when you feel like you've got a million tons on your shoulders. But I'm going to tell you what, you can come to the Father and roll that million tons over on him. He can carry it a whole lot easier than I can. That doesn't mean that you don't continue to take care of your responsibility job. It means that you don't carry the stress and the strain of it. God said he would. He would carry your cares. He would carry that for you. And number one, if you hadn't done anything about it up until now, you can't. You would. So quit worrying about it and turn it over to him. Some people are under such strain because certain family members have not come into the kingdom of God. And you're just so upset about it. And you cry and you pray and it's got you so upset. You're playing the devil's game. In athletics, you hear them all the time. You hear people say, you hear the coach talking to the team and he said, we can't afford to play their game. We got their game. And that's what they want you to do. If you're a running team in basketball, well, they try to get you to play their game and settle down and play a half-court offense. But if you're a running team, you don't want to settle down. You want to make them play your game. And that's the reason they're not used to it. The devil wants you to play his game. And when he can get you playing his game, he has got you defeated. And there is no hope. So you need to play God's game. And the devil is... Hello? That's the way it works. Take the word of God and let it come out of your mouth. Write it down. The scriptures for you in this area. And the people that are as I was talking when I got off there, about the... Quit praying for them. Take the word of God and begin to thank God for sending laborers across their path that they'll listen to. Oh, Lord, save them. He wants to as bad as me. That's not the prayer to pray. You pray, Lord, send a laborer across their path that they will respect, that they will listen to. You start praying the word of God over them, and you notice how comforted you become. Now listen to this, I'll help you if you'll listen to it. See, quit praying for your loved ones and begin to pray that the Lord will send a laborer. Oh, God, save them. Lord, you know they need to be saved. God, save them. That's what he's been trying to do. Ever since they reached the age of accountability. Why are you asking him he's been trying to do and wanting to do all of these years. That's like your kids coming in asking, "Daddy, please give me something to eat." When that's why you go to work every day. That's why you got a refrigerator that has food in it. And a has food in it. See, we need to pray according to the Word of God. Some people are in a mess because they're not praying according to the Word of God. It puts a strain in their life. Pray in line with the Word. Well, I better go on. Write it down. These scriptures on the refrigerator door. The best place to give one of your teenage kids a note that's coming home from school is to put it on a refrigerator door. Because the first place that a 15-year-old kid, boy, I don't know about girls, but boy, the first place that he's going to hit when he comes in the house is the refrigerator. How many of your parents know that's right? How about your teenagers? Is that where you go? In fact, that's where a lot of women leave notes for their husband. Am I right? Write it down. Put it somewhere where you'll see it all the time. Put it on the dash or the stern. Put it somewhere you'll see these and just say it over and over again. And claim them. And then walk on. Learn from the Lord.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Now, you know, you hear me say, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help healing to the world.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about our partners. Now, what is a partner? A partner is somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends in an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send, to help support Rhema and what we're doing all over the world. That's what it's all about. You can go to rhema.org/WPC. Find out all about it. We want to say thank you to all of our partners and for you that will become a partner with us.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.